Welcome to WP Coffee Talk with your podcast barista, Michelle Frechette, where we interview people in the WordPress community from all over the world. Every guest is asked the same questions, and every guest has wonderful and varied answers about their history and their hopes. Special thanks to our espresso-level sponsors, Bluehost, WS Form, and Beaver Builder. And now, on with the show. Welcome to the next episode of WP Coffee Talk. I'm your podcast barista, Michelle Frechette, serving up the WordPress stories from around the world. And today my guest is Matt Medeiros. Matt, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Michelle. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you. It's always nice to see you. And you and I have crossed paths over the years because of podcasting for the most part, which is pretty cool. And I might be one of the few people who still has their Matt Report West Coast brim hat.
Yeah. Yes. I thought about making a comeback with those this past holiday season, but I got too busy. But I would really like to bring those back as like a syncing it up with a donation like I normally do, mm-hmm. finding a foundation to donate the funds to. And it's still on my mind. It's top of my head somewhere.
I don't look good in a West Coast brim, but I have that as a point of memorabilia, WordPress memorabilia, and I just like it. So it's with the rest of my WordPress hats. But
I appreciate that.
Yeah. So let's see. I have written down here that you are the WordPress community advocate and content creator at Gravity Forms and the WP Minute. Did I get that right?
That is true. So at Gravity Forms, I am part of the content, part of the marketing team, but also there's a few other people that do content. This gentleman named Dustin also does the YouTube channel, and fine lady Isabel, she does the TikTok account.
Yes, I've been watching your TikTok account for Gravity Forms. Pretty impressive stuff you guys are putting out there. So excited about that. TikTok's and we could do an entire episode just on TikTok. We're not going to, but I think it's a very interesting
tool. I can't do any content on TikTok. In fact, it's sort of like a running joke at Gravity Forms because Isabel sometimes asks me like when we're doing like promos or like Black Friday just, was mm-hmm. happening, and she was like, "Hey, can you pull something from the podcast, or can you do a short form thing?" And I'm like, "Short form thing?" And I'll do something like 60 seconds, and she'll say, "This is way too long." And I'll say, "Way too long? I'm a podcaster. You can't ask me to do 15 seconds of content. It's just literally impossible for me."
Yeah, but that's what it's for, though. TikTok is for people with short attention spans.
It's not me.
I hear you. Well, tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do.
Yeah, so I've been in the WordPress space for quite a while. Started an agency way back in the day with my father. The agency still runs. That's where my roots in podcasting spawned from. Try to learn the industry, try to, make a name for the agency at the time, find other folks to network with, sort of really how the whole podcasting thing started for me. And then so I was there with my dad for about 10 years. That was not the first foray into business with my dad. We owned a car dealership before that. And when we left the car dealership and sold the franchise, we then started that digital agency. Running a business with your family is pretty tough. So that was something that was just like after 10 years, it was a good run. Plus started having, kids. My oldest is 7. So once that started coming, and anyone who's been in the agency space, maybe you're a freelancer or run like a boutique agency, it's a tough business because you're always, you're sort of like that one big project paycheck away from just like losing your mind, if not going bankrupt.
True.
So you're just like, this is just way too much stress along with having children. So then I entered into the professional career again, worked at Pagely, which was acquired by GoDaddy. Was there for about 3 years, did a stint in the podcast and audio industry at a podcast hosting company. And now I have found myself here at Gravity Forms as I think the official title might be community evangelist or advocate, but been here now for just almost a year. at Gravity Form. So having a really good time here and seeing WordPress from a different perspective. I saw it from the hosting, saw it from the agency perspective first, mm-hmm. like how do I make a living with this thing? Then I saw it from the hosting side of it, and I didn't want to battle with swords and shields anymore. So I was like, I got to get out of the hosting side. It's pretty aggressive. And now seeing it from the product side and what goes into, you know, a successful product is quite fun. So getting a well-rounded experience in the WordPress space.
I love that. That's awesome. Well, I ask everybody to show me your mug and tell me what's in it. You have a little bit something different. So
yes, I have my,
there you go.
My water bottle, trying to like a lot, you know, January, when we're recording this, trying to intake some more water these days. Mm-hmm. I heard it's good for you. And
that's what they say.
What they say, right? So, got my water bottle here because I also, you know, like a lot of folks jumped on the Peloton bandwagon for the holiday season. They actually have like a rental program. I was like, I'm going to rent it first to see if I like it. And I do like it. And it's been a great workout experience. So just take that water bottle with me now and try to drink as many of these bad boys as I can every day.
For you. Well, I am not drinking water. I already had coffee, so I'm not drinking coffee, but I am drinking tea in my world's best boss.
There we go.
Mug. I actually there don't have a staff under me anymore, but I still am the world's best boss, according to some people. So we'll just leave it at that.
I'm the best.
I mean, that is how Michael Scott does it. So, but point of contention, I did not buy the mug for myself. I just want that. I didn't find it in Spencer and buy it for myself. Anyway.
Is that company still around?
Spencer Gifts? I believe so. I saw a TikTok about it recently, actually.
Wow.
I know. It's still the kind of store where you don't want your mother to go to the back, though, apparently, according to that poster. But
yeah.
So how did you get started in WordPress? Was that part of the agency thing that you did?
Yeah. So when, in a previous career, I was, I worked at a local ISP, internet service provider. This is back in the day when, you know, cable modems weren't the thing and everyone had an internet connection. This was a thing when you had to seek out internet connection or you had to connect it to your phone line and dial in. And when I was in school, there was an internship program that started at this ISP. So I took the gig, wanted to soak up as much knowledge as I possibly can because I was trying desperately to get out of the car business with my family, and started there. And, you know, years go by, I started in tech support. Then I was a manager for the support team, went all the way up into product manager. And in my role, I was the first one to bring in, I know this is crazy to say, but to bring in like cPanel hosting and open source hosting. Because back then it was just Windows, right? It was like a Windows server, Windows NT, like that's what it was. Like when we did hosting, it was an ASP server and that's what we did. And I sort of started to explore open source and Linux, PHP bulletin boards, like all this stuff that was just coming of age back then. And I put together that whole platform, the cPanel platform and everything like that. And I managed that, email servers, Linux servers, stuff like that. And then we acquired another ISP, and that ISP had a web development division to it. They were kind of local to us, about, you know, 45 minutes away. And they were building on Drupal. And at the time, they were coming out from like Drupal 4 to Drupal 5. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what time frame that was. But having befriended the lead designer, he was like, when we started bringing them into the business, he was like, hey, Matt, this Drupal thing is terrible. I hate it. I don't like doing it. I don't like designing for it. There's this thing called WordPress. And we should really focus on this WordPress thing because we can do a lot more with it. As a design team and as an agency. Now, this is, I don't even know what version of WordPress we were on at that time. It was in the twos, well before three. And that was my first experience with WordPress. And we purchased, the first premium theme we purchased was a theme called Standard by 8-Bit. John Saddington, Tom McFarland ran that business. And that was like, wow, we can buy a theme. It's ready made for us. Now we can, you know, what everyone does today is now we can implement that with our customers, customize it, yada, 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 so on and so forth. Then leaving that business, once my family got out of the car business, My dad is a photographer. So he's doing like photography for product, like a jewelry company or something like that. And the woman that he was photographing for said, "Hey, I would like a website to go along with this stuff." Now, remember, this is years and years ago. Mm-hmm. So my dad was like, "Hey, I don't know how to do a website, but my son does." So I was, sure, I'll do a website, make a few $100 or whatever it was back in the day. And, one thing led to another where he got another customer, and then it was just like sort of off to the races after that. It was like he was getting out of the car business. I was looking for something else to do. So we formed the company. And in the early days, we had a few WordPress celebrities working for us. We had John DeRosiers, who's now a core mm-hmm. contributor to WordPress, works for Bluehost. Jeff Galinsky, who now works at Jetpack, Automatic. Scott Souza still works for the studio, and he helped me build a whole bunch of stuff, over the years. But we were all in one room building websites for customers, learning as we go. And it was a fun ride, those quick 10 years.
Those early days. That's yeah. Awesome. I love it. My similar story to the Drupal story is I will never, ever, ever again work on a .NET Nuke site. I don't even know if it's still a thing, but
I hope not.
I hope not too.
Yeah, definitely some security patches along the way if it still exists.
And it was, the interface was just awful, but that's, I guess, another story. So tell us, when you think about websites, and you and I have seen a lot of websites over the years, what is something that you think that we as designers, developers, web builders don't focus enough energy and attention on that actually would make our sites better for end users?
So I think I think there's a lot of builders and end users that could do really well with just learning the fundamentals of WordPress and understanding how the whole air quotes stack works. Like, how does mm-hmm. web host work? How does website work? How does email work? How does domain work? And understand that you are building this like independent platform. So I remember negotiating some of my very first customers, and even I'm kind of laughing because I'm thinking about it right now, but even late into my career, like helping out friends and professionals that I know that have plenty of money, and I would charge them like, all right, $1,000, I'll just put it together, and they're like, $1,000. And I'm like, you don't understand what I'm building for you, right? This is your own communication, back in the day, communication platform. Mm-hmm. It's your website, it's your content, it's your email list, it's your e-commerce, it's your donation page. This is all yours. This you can do anything with, and you own it.
Yeah.
An algorithm isn't going to change this aside from like Google search, but people get to your site and you own it. It's your experience. And I think a lot of people would do well if they kind of understood that whole concept mm-hmm. of putting together a solid solution like that for an end user, not undercutting yourself, not underselling yourself. You're not devaluing yourself. Like, I got something really great here that I'm going to build for you, and educate their customer, their end user, on that concept. Like, this is yours. So many people I still see running businesses using just Facebook pages.
Yeah.
Doing events, doing online things. It's great. Like, it's exposure. I get it. But then those same people will complain that, once they get on Facebook, I can't do anything else with that. Like, they registered for the event there, but I can't trigger it. How do I communicate with these people? How do I send them an email? You can't, right? Because it's there. It's on Facebook. Like, understanding that part of this, web technology here is we own this. This is why you should like WordPress. I'm biased because I think it's important that such a massive piece of software on the web people should understand. But, mm-hmm. I feel like people should at least understand it as much as they understand what an operating system is.
Right.
Like, the average user kind of like, I know I got to patch this thing. I know there's updates that come and go. Like, I get it. Like, I feel like people should at least understand and care about WordPress as much as they like, okay, I got to patch my iOS update or my computer or something like that. Like, give it a little bit of extra in your caring.
It's your funnel. It's your funnel into all the things. So if you're not tending it well and understanding it, you're definitely disadvantaging yourself. So or your customers, for sure.
And WordPress is I don't want to get too deep into the weeds, but WordPress is definitely it's the only piece of software. If you have an issue with your road, right? There's potholes in your road. You go to this town meeting or you go to the city council and you sit there and you wait. And they say, next. You go, I got a problem with this pothole or just snowed, right? So my street's not getting plowed. Nobody ever comes to plow my street. Mm-hmm. You can at least voice your opinion in local government, whatever severity of issue you're running with. Mm-hmm. And I don't know any other software where you can do that like you can with WordPress. When people complain about WordPress, I'm like, you can literally go onto a Slack channel where they're building and designing this thing without being a total jerk. You can just be like, hey, I got something I could add. And it might not happen, but my God, I can't do that at Apple. I can knock on like one infinity loop and be like, hey.
It'd be nice if my phone did this. Yeah.
Yeah. It would be really great as I get my face pressed against the glass, circle office, like let me in and the security guard's pulling me away, probably tasering me. You can't do that, with any other software than WordPress. Yeah. So there's like some appreciation and education I think would be well spent. That was a long answer.
That's okay. I liked it. It was a good answer. What is something that you wish you had known earlier in your WordPress journey that would have made life a lot easier? I know you're a fairly early adopter, but there's got to be some things that you learned later on that you're like, if I'd only known this sooner.
Yeah. I mean, from a business perspective, like certainly like valuing the work that we were doing, raising our rates early, but I was thinking about this question before we recorded, and it's hard to like look back on that because a lot of those failures, led to other, other successes, I guess. Mm-hmm. But certainly, like raising rates, understanding the value, like taking that same thing of look what I'm building for you, you should value a little bit more, would have been great. Again, from the business perspective, not taking on projects that are just like well above the pay grade, right? Mm-hmm. Back then, and I know it's still out there today, how to grow an agency, how to make $1 million in a weekend, kind of like concept that was happening a lot back in the early, 2007, 2008, 2009. Not just going after the money because you could go after the money. And then before you know it, you get this massive project in front of you. Like, I don't know how to do this.
I'm overwhelmed.
Yes. I'm overwhelmed. I don't know this technology. I don't know this customer's industry. Right. I remember telling the story to Amber Hines, who's, well-versed in accessibility or developing for accessibility. And I remember doing like this, getting this big project for a museum, and then finding out that we were like the lowest bid, which is why they, technically went with us. And then build out this whole thing, ends up being like way more work. And then they go, okay, this is all like accessible, right? This is going to pass all the compliance. And this is before I knew anything, this is way back.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what now? What is it? Right. And they're like, oh yeah, we have to do this, that, and the other thing. And I'm like, hey, the budget is gone. Right. So not getting yourself into those, those things.
Right.
From the personal side on WordPress, I wish I would have learned to code a bit more, but that's about it.
Okay, not too bad. That scope issue is like, man, I learned about contracts and having contracts the hard way. So I'll just say that. Leave it. Let that go that way. What are some of your favorite WordCamp or meetup talks or experiences? Maybe something that was a pivotal or inspiring moment for you.
Yeah. I'm going to take the easier route. I'm going to say that my favorite experience has been the most recent WordCamp US because it had been so long since I saw everyone. And since I had gone to a WordCamp event, And the sheer magnitude of that meetup was cool. It was great. A little bit spread out, but it was cool to like just be in this massive hotel or resort, whatever it was, and just be there with everybody. That was really cool. And like experiencing it from the Gravity Form side, being on the other side of the booth instead of like the person who's like, go get all the swag. It was like shoveling the swag out. Like, make sure you take this t-shirt, because that was my, that's my instructions, is to make sure no one is bringing back any t-shirts. And it was great. It was great to have the conversations again. You know, and then probably when I think back is one of the first WordCamps that we had in WordCamp Providence, because that's really close to me. And that was really cool. It was super small. But I remember that one was really special because one was 20 minutes for me to get to. I just drive 20 minutes and I was there. And it was kind of cool to just like be there in that local city. And that was something that that was one of the early ones. And I was like, yeah, I really like this WordCamp thing.
I like that. I have, you know, similar experiences like that, of course. It's like, it was close, it was nearby, but I agree. And I did go to a lot of WordCamps last year, but WordCamp US was pretty cool to see everybody from this area. And, you know, every flagship event has an international draw, of course, too. So really cool to see everybody after so many years of, it felt like a decade. I know it was only like 2.5 years, but after so many years of not being in person with one another. Just kind of dragged along. So you are now working, you still have the WP Minute, which you've got some people working with you, which I love that, and helping curate that. And then you're also at Gravity Form. So pick one and tell me a little bit more about what you do.
At Gravity Forms, I joined again back in February 2023 or end of February 2023. And you know, first thing first, as a podcaster, started a podcast. I think it was important. You know, Gravity Forms being like one of the most well-known products, longest running products in the WordPress space, it was important for them to connect with their audience, you know, even deeper. And you and I both know that not everyone will listen to a podcast, certainly not people who are like plug-in customers, but there is a percentage of, you know, your customers, fan base, whatever you want to call it, that want to tune in and get that behind the scenes to enrich that experience. And that's what I do. I host the what's called the Breakdown Podcast, and we certainly break down Gravity Forms. And that podcast is like a 3-segment thing. So sometimes it's behind the scenes, sometimes it's community interviews like with you, Michelle, or more like how-to stuff like, hey, this new feature came out, here's how you do this thing. And it's important that you know, Gravity Forms has that as another marketing channel. So I host that twice a month. So it makes my life a little bit easier on the audio side, and it allows me to make a more variety type show, having that sort of bi-weekly buffer. And then if I'm not doing the podcast, I'm either doing maybe a live stream, like a one-on-one live stream. We have a beta Facebook group, excuse me, for customers that are in our beta program. So often me and Adam will be in there showing off new features, getting some feedback. And that's really cool. Like that's another part of the gig I really like, is sort of being that front runner for the WordPress space to gather and collect feedback and then bring it back to the team and say, hey, look, here's what people are this is what people are DMing me when they listen to the podcast, or this is what people said at WordCamp on how to make or improve their experience with Gravity Forms. So that's like how I dip my toes in the product side of Gravity Forms. And that's keeps me busy most of the day.
For sure.
Then the WP Minute is, just 5 minutes of WordPress news every week. Sort of just, I don't want to say hot take, but it's just like a monologue on core concepts or things that are happening in the WordPress space, that I will comment on. That's on the WP Minute podcast. And then WP Minute Plus is, just interviews with other WordPress professionals around the space. And yeah, that's sort of continuing my work that I had started with Matt Report years ago.
I love it. I love that you and Matt Cromwell kind of vie for the position of the other Matt, right? Like, we all know Matt Mullenweg is like the Matt in WordPress, right? But I love the friendly banter that happens around the mats in the space. But
it's funny how Cromwell has followed along and started his own podcast. It's
just saying, right? Just saying. I mean,
yeah,
it was, I don't think a lot of people know about this, but in 2022, I made a version of the Guess Who game that kids play, where they flip the little people up and down and you ask questions like, is your person wearing a hat? That kind of thing. Only I replaced all of the cards with WordPress people and gave it as a gift to Matt Mullenweg at State of the Word in 2022. And I had your picture in there. And instead of having, because I just had first names in there, right? But I also had Matt Mullenweg in there. So under your picture, it just said Other Matt.
Yeah, it's nice.
That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, so he went home and ripped my face out of it.
He's like, who can I put it here instead?
He put in another picture of himself and said, Another Matt, and just put it in.
That's right. Oh, funny. Or just saxophone player underneath something like that, right? Too funny. But that was a lot of fun, though. Okay, so let's move into our rapid fire questions. They're not really rapid. You can take the time you need to answer them. And I really do need a better name for this section of the podcast because I always say they're not really rapid. And so I just sound like I don't know what I'm doing. But other than that, let's go ahead and move into this section.
Rapid, not really rapid segment of the show.
Yes, exactly. It's I actually formatted this after James Lipton inside the Actor Studio, where at the end he asks everybody the same set of questions. And so that's what this is. They're not really rapid, but here we go anyway. What are two or three must-have plugins that you would recommend to somebody building their own website?
So of course I'm going to say Gravity Forms, right?
If you have a concept form, yes.
Integrations and connecting stuff to your WordPress site, no better choice. And then I'm going to go with one that I really liked in 2023, which was the Block Visibility plugin by Nick Diego. Mm-hmm. Really cool. Like you can make a lot of just tons of like visibility options. Hide this at a certain time, hide this on a certain device, show this at a certain time, and all kinds of the geolocation. It's a fantastic plugin, well made, and a great UI. So Block Visibility plugin. And then I'll give a third, which will definitely be a hot take, the Gutenberg plugin, so that you can extend the core Block functionality and sort of stay a step ahead of what's going to come in the next iteration or the next versions of WordPress. You sort of get a chance to stay ahead a bit in a fairly safe way. I think there actually is a beta or like future feature checkmark you can enable. So I think everything in Gutenberg is stable. Doesn't mean it's like, you know, beta or alpha, but it does give you a step ahead of what's coming to WordPress. So that's what I would do.
4 years ago, that might have gotten you some hate mail, but I think you're probably safe now. and going back to...
If you found a clip of me 4 years ago, I'd be like, don't even put it on.
No, don't play that. Yeah. Going back to the Gravity Forms for a second, and I meant to say this earlier. So I should have been an affiliate all along because running my meetup, I have sold Gravity Forms to so many people. So you're welcome. But...
Nice.
But I had a couple and it's funny because they're like, we're not WordPressers, you know, they're business people she's a quilter and he does wood turning, but they're an integral part of our local meetup. And so he said, we need something for Kathy to be able to sell her mail in quilts. So like I create a quilt and I mail it into her and then how big is it? What kind of batting do you want? What kind of pattern do you want? What kind of edging do you like, all of these different features and things like that. And she said, how do you think I could do that? I'm like, I think Gravity Forms could probably handle that for you. Okay, great. So they go and they buy Gravity Forms. They're like, okay, how do I do it? I'm like, I have no idea. But it worked. And she has all of these pictures and you can choose things. And so it was a very robust solution for them. So I just wanted to kind of let you know that that was something that I was able to help them a little bit, but then they did open a support ticket to get some assistance in getting it to look exactly what they wanted to. And it's a really good feature. So
yeah, that's awesome.
Cool stuff. Anyway, at any point in your WordPress career, have you had a mentor, whether it was somebody officially a mentor, somebody who took you under their wing unofficially, or somebody that you kind of looked up to emulate in an unofficial way?
Yeah. So when I started the agency, Providence meetup, again, it's filled with a bunch of WordPress rock stars. It was along with Jonathan and Jeff. There was also Jesse Friedman, who now works for Automatic, I think under the WP Cloud brand, and Jake Goldman, Jay Tripp, a lot of folks that, you know, when we all, you know, have now done, you know, tremendous things in their careers. But when I was starting the agency, Jake Goldman was starting 10 Up at the same time. And I would often meet up with him for coffee. One, because when he was growing, he needed help. And I had a team. So he kind of outsourced a lot of his early projects to me because he was growing so fast. But he really helped me sort of get my mind right for the agency space. So it was an unofficial mentorship. We kind of collaborated, and then he just took off like a rocket and grew his agency quite large. You know, it was where we stayed pretty small, but I got a lot of good help from him in the early days.
Nice. And what I heard is he has you to thank for that meteoric growth.
Yes.
If you're listening, Jake. Yeah, who is somebody that you admire in the WordPress community and why? And you can't say any of the people you just said.
Yeah, so I wrote down the answer to this. I'm gonna take the cheap way out. Okay. And here's my answer. It's not one person, but it's anyone who hasn't given up on the core concepts of WordPress, right? Sort of like what I was mentioning at the top of the show. Like, there's a lot of folks that just, you know, and it's okay. There's nothing wrong with this. You come in, you start to use WordPress for what it is, and you come in, you get whatever it is you need to get done. And then, okay, that was great. Thanks, WordPress. Bye. Right. And there's those sites, and there's nothing wrong with it. That's part of this. You know, but there are folks who just don't see the inherent value of WordPress as a scalable solution for their business. And they just look for the next, like, just give me the next shiny thing. Give me the next thing that's just faster, cheaper, better. Right. Or you see this really like religiously with page builder plugins where it's just, man, just give it the next thing. Oh, this one doesn't do it anymore. Give me this one over here. And he's like, take this off the shelf. And WordPress is terrible, but we're going to use this this page builder plugin, which is so much better. It's like, well, but it's on, like, can't wait, have what? That without this, right? Like, right. So let's give back and let's understand this open source nature that we have, that so many people have cultivated. Whether you agree with the direction or not, it's the most democratic piece of software that humanity has, in my opinion, maybe the Linux kernel. But I don't even know how delegated that is these days. So anyone who hasn't sort of given up on that, yes, it's been rough. There've been some rough patches. And yes, we didn't all get what we wanted, but that's life, isn't it? Right. That's a lot of things. And for all of the bumps and bruises, this thing is still here. So if you haven't given up on that part of WordPress, then I'm here for you.
Following that answer, I'm going to ask you if you've ever run for politics, if you've ever run for political office, because that was the most political answer I think I've ever heard of that. In a good way, in a good way.
I mean, you listen, I say no now, but I would love to in the future, because I feel like, without going on a political rant, I think local politics is where a lot of people should spend a lot more time learning and understanding the core concepts, because we'll never affect like what's happening way up here, but we can affect what's way down here and affect more people and help more people if we spent that energy focused on stuff at home. And I would love to do that. And I feel like a lot of the core concepts I see in WordPress can be applied in the local government, because it is a human thing. Yes. At the end of the day, it's not the PHP and the JavaScript and the AI, not yet anyway. It's us humans that we have to affect. So
I agree 100%. Absolutely. And we'll talk later, because I have had a political career, so I'll give you some tips there.
All right. Yeah, Michelle, you have had every position ever created in the world.
That is not entirely true. I've never been a fireman, but
okay. Fair enough.
There's a lot of things I've never done, but yes, I do like to have experiences in my life. What's something you want to learn in WordPress but that you haven't tackled yet?
Hinted at this before, and I'd love to get into it again. Everyone's loving this AI stuff. I interviewed the code WP and WP Turbo founders for the WP Minute, both AI tools for helping you build things with WordPress. I just need to like take a weekend and just absorb those platforms. And I just want to be able to, I want to build little feet. There's like little features I want in WordPress. And I feel mm-hmm. like I should be able to do this. Like I want to be able to, I don't want to be able to publish a post without checking things off.
Yeah.
And I think there are some plugins that like do that, but I there's certain things that I want to put in it, like my words, my way. And I want to be able to do that. And I feel like AI coding could help me achieve that without being a developer. So
yeah, I've heard a lot of people having good luck with it. So keep me posted on how that goes for you.
Yeah.
What's one of the biggest mistakes that you've ever made in WordPress, and what did you learn from it?
Envy is what I wrote down. And that's not really a WordPress thing, but coming from a WordPress like creator mm-hmm. angle, is something that I still, struggle with every single day. Right. So it's just like, you know, that person has a bigger YouTube channel. That person has a better podcast. My God, their website looks amazing. And, you know, mine doesn't. And it's just like I constantly get stuck in, you know, friend of probably both shows, Brian Krogsgaard. Like you see him go, forget WordPress. I'm going Bitcoin. And like all of a sudden it's like 70,000 times bigger than WordPress. And then I'm just like, what am I doing down here in WordPress land? Let me focus on something else. So it's just like this constant, like I never feel like I've produced enough or did it the best way and always looking at the, but it's a bit of a roller coaster ride, and I, you know, good days and bad days mm-hmm. is what I've learned.
Yep. No, I think that's really good. Okay. Let's look at the opposite side of that though. What's your proudest WordPress moment?
Still doing it since 2010 is what I wrote down. So I still hitting publish on a blog or a podcast or a YouTube video. I feel like I haven't given up on that. And those days where it's like, you know, why continue to do this? And then you'll randomly just, you know, I'm sure you get this all the time, Michelle, is like you get a DM like, hey, that episode really helped. Or I'll get a reply to the newsletter goes out. Yes. You know, thanks for, you know, thinking of this end user this way. It really, you know, really helps. And those kinds of feedback loops are really great. Right. So not giving up on this and having the folks be like, hey, I love the show, love the podcast every now and again, buys me 6 more months of runway. You
know, absolutely. I get so many of the messages where people assume that I know everything or I know everyone or I can help them because I have nothing but time on my hands. Those can be very frustrating, right? So, hey, can you help me find a job doing this? Hey, can you do this? Like, I'm not a headhunter and I don't have unlimited resources to just spend free time helping people job search. I love that people think I have that ability and I could just like, you know, snap my fingers and there it goes. And so for all of those ones that are frustrating or sometimes angering because the way people actually expect things from me as opposed to just asking. But it's humbling at the same time to realize that people do believe that you have that kind of, whether it's authority, power, connections, whatever it is. But then you will get the one. I got one not too long ago from somebody who said, you know, that I had helped sponsor them through my selfie challenge that I did last year to speak at a WordCamp. And that one of the projects that I am part of helped them find a permanent job. I'm like, right. I'm not going to lie. I cried. I was like, that's amazing that anything that I put out into the world has helped this one person that much, that it was all worth it. So yeah, totally. I understand that.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. I'm not crying. If you weren't working in web tech, I'm going to guess you wouldn't go back to selling cars, but what is another career that you might like to attempt?
I want to buy a pickup truck and a lawnmower and cut grass. And that's it. There's no one like the grass color doesn't change, right? There's nothing that blue isn't the blue that we committee thought of.
What's the hex code for that green?
Yeah, man. You want me to cut the grass, weed whack and clean up, extra, and just like take all those core concepts. Have a great website, of course. Great email automation, marketing, like all that stuff that a lot of competitors might not do. But just, I just show up with one truck, one lawnmower, no other people, maybe my sons when they get older, and just cut grass. It's just so easy. And that's what I want to do. And I'm moving and I'm healthier. And that's.
And drinking your water. Don't
drinking
forget
my
drinking
water.
Your water. Yeah. I think that sounds like a great retirement job. It's like, okay, I'm going to hang up the headphones and I'm going to cut grass. I love it.
Right.
Or actually you wear a different kind of headphones for ear protection, but that's another story for another time.
Yeah.
What is something on your bucket list?
I would like to retire early. I would like to stop working before I kick the bucket. On the bucket list is just stop working. It's something that I've seen my entire lineage of adult males in my family do. Like my dad's still working. He's still building websites. And I'm just like, well, I'm still having same customer issues. And I'm just like, why?
Why?
Don't need it. Don't want to do it anymore. Right.
Yeah.
I might never stop like publishing content. But if I can sort of roll that into something that is not so much work, that would be fantastic.
Something you want to do versus something you have to do.
Right.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. Okay, so now this is one of my favorite questions because all the answers and all the things people do are so different. But here it is. Show us or tell us about a hidden talent you have that the WordPress community might not know about.
This is the biggest letdown of the podcast.
Uh-oh.
I don't know if I have a talent. I'm really not
talented.
Maybe
it's an interest. Maybe it's an interest instead.
I can touch my nose with my tongue.
That is a talent.
Has anyone ever done that on the podcast?
No, but interestingly, I recorded an episode earlier today with Nathan Wrigley. So apparently I'm podcasting the podcasters today. And his hidden talent had to do with his tongue as well. So I don't know what there is about this.
What is happening here? Me and Nathan.
What is going
talented
on?
Tongue. I'm going to start a podcast with Nathan, the Talented Tongues. It would be actually pretty good. That's right.
Now you have to show us, though. If you, yes, you can. Okay, then. All right.
Yeah. There we go. That's I got. That's the biggest talent. The biggest talent slash letdown of 2024 has just been recorded on the WP Coffee Talk podcast.
Well, there you have it, folks. If people are interested in getting in touch with you for either Gravity Forms, the WP Minute, or any of your things, how do we find you? What are the websites? What are the details?
Yeah, gravityforms.com. You can find all the socials, Gravity Forms or Gravity on Twitter, and WP Minute, the WPMinute.com, not just the WPMinute.com. And then Matt Medeiros on Twitter/X is where you can find me.
Perfect. Anything that you want to talk about that I neglected to ask you about today?
Ooh.
Here's a chance.
No, you know, I think I'll say since it's early 2024 is I think we're on my prediction. One of my predictions for 2024 is that we will see an uptick in the interest of WordPress, especially as we get closer to a redesigned admin. You know, I think there's still like a lot of naysayers around WordPress, complexity, onboarding, yada, yada, like all that stuff. I get it. I am much more positive on the direction of site editor and site builder. But I think once we start to see and try out newer versions of the admin experience, we're going to see a lot more interest. So I think if you're like getting into WordPress now, especially from the business side, the service, designer, developer, even AI stuff, like we're going to be on this uptick, in my opinion. And this next 2024, certainly into 2025, I think there's going to be another boom in WordPress, kind of like we saw in 2008, 2009-ish with the revamped admin back then. And that kind of, you know, made it really easier to use. And I think we're going to see the same kind of thing happen again.
That was before my time in WordPress, so I will have to take your word on that. I was a 2011 adopter, so I missed that. But I was here for Gutenberg, and that's all. I'll just leave that sit there. So, thank you so much, Matt, for taking the time to join me today. I really enjoyed having more conversation with you, so thank you.
Thanks, Michelle.
My pleasure. We'll see everybody else on the next episode of WP Coffee Talk.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of WP Coffee Talk. Please share it with others who you know would enjoy hearing from the people who make the WordPress community the wonderful place that it is. If you are interested in joining us as a guest or a sponsor, please visit our site at wpcoffeetalk.com.